people. The first Indian that I ever worked with on the board was Mr. Harry Locklear. I don't know whether you knew Mr. Locklear or not. I'm sure you didn't.
He was
killed in an automobile wreck, accident many years ago. And then there was the first black that I knew was Mr. Thurman Anderson from down, between Union Elementary and Roland. Mm-hmm. What's that little community? Purvis?
Union Elementary. Something like that.
Mr. Anderson was a fine man. He had a lot of sense. He was outspoken. And I'd say that there's no question about it. He represented the minority well, and so did Mr. Harry Locklear.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you had later others elected. Mr. Harbert Moore was elected while I was there. He's from Prospect.
Right.
He was a very outspoken and a very, very good board member.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, it didn't affect nobody. Everybody was glad to have them, and the first ones we had were very good people. In fact, is all I ever worked with certainly were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't we talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about the 1980s, some of the things.
The 1980s, I would say that's when we were pretty well gotten it done, and we were into that. And we concentrated then on improving instruction,
mm-hmm.
Adding the courses we needed to add, to check and see very closely. We had people come in and check our schools. Are we teaching in the sixth grade what sixth graders need to know to go to the seventh? And are we reaching the level? And school accreditation become an important part to us in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an opportunity to work out the kinks. Well, somebody was riding too far or somebody was not complying. We had problems all this that you had. It was a slow and difficult process to get people to say, well, this school down there is my school, and it's a black school, and it's still my school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing would be for somebody that lived, went to school at Oxendine up by Prospect, but lived over there on the edge of Maxton.
Mm-hmm.
And when you began to close up and say you go to these schools here, that was a slow process to sell.
Right.
And it took some time to do it. And they'll do every sort of thing in the world to get around it. For instance, they're living with the aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And the aunt lives over there close to the school that I want to go to, you know.
Right.
And they find every way in the world to try to get there. And so that's some of the problems we had, and I think we had to go over Ms. Maynard, I don't know that much we could have changed would have made any difference with the resources and the staff that we have had then.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have the resources and the staff that you have now.
Right. So you wouldn't say, on the whole, there was anything you would have done differently or anything you would have been able to do differently?
What's that?
Was there anything you would have done differently? Or
I don't know what I could have done differently that I could have. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I might have, but I might if I'd had the resources and the people to do it with.
Right.
I don't know. I feel that I went through it. And I left with no ill will toward anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have love, appreciation for all of the people, regardless of their race. And the cultural background or whatever you want to refer to.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about my stay in Robeson County, and I just think I have so many people I love. I could go right there. I don't know. The last time I went down, it's been nearly 10 years, it's 8 or 9 years, that I went to Pembroke.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Pembroke, and we went in a restaurant up there, and we went into the drugstore there. And after spending all those years I did, I think I finally found somebody that knew who I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, things turn over.
They sure do.
And many of the ones I had have moved on, passed on, that I worked with, and I worked with some mighty good people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I talked not long ago with Albert Hunt. You know who I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
I say he was one who worked very good. He was an assistant superintendent with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mr. Grady Oxendine worked in my office. That was mighty good. He handled all the federal programs in the county.
Mm-hmm. Grady Oxendine.
Federal money.
Okay.
Distributing and using it, disposed to see it was used properly.
Right.
And but I think he's passed away.
Yeah, I believe he has.
And many of those that I worked with have, time's a good time to fly. 26 years is, a lot of things happen. And I came here and I was a smaller school system, not as complicated as Robeson.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't losing. We just reached a time with the own family. I had 3 daughters born and reared in Robeson County and went to school in Robeson County, and they're all fine. 2 are married, and I have 5 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And one's not married. She's the one that travels all over the world.
Right.
But what else did I tell you?
Well, tell me what year you left Robeson County to go to Kinston.
I left, I think, in about 77.
Okay. And you were the superintendent in Kinston till you retired?
What?
You were,
I was superintendent of Lenoir County.
Lenoir County. Uh-huh.
I was a county superintendent here.
Okay.
Lenoir.
And that was for how many years?
Oh, 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
Even maybe 14.
Okay.
I served about the same number of years in both schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not more than a year difference.
Right. Well, Mr. Allen, I think that's about all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't talked about?
No. I want to say, let me just say in 1 or 2 things.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at something here and the other day, and I went through some old notes, and I remembered one that would be right interesting. I remember two or three times in the superintendent's office that I had a group of students come with a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, 1 or 2 times the whole career that they come to the superintendent's office. And one I remember is I had 6 or 7 or 8 high school juniors from Pembroke High School came to talk to us, made an appointment. And they all marched in and said they wanted 7 or 8, I don't know what it was, but I had to get 3 or 4 more chairs
mm-hmm.
to get in my office to sit down. They all were dressed so neatly and nice and smiling. And I don't know what year it was, but it's been a long time ago. And their concern was that they wanted to have a prom. I told you that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm, but tell us for the tape recorder.
At Pembroke High School.
Right.
They wanted to have a prom, like a a dance.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, said the other schools around had them. Why couldn't they have a junior-senior prom where the juniors put it on and the seniors were the honored ones and mm-hmm. have a dance? And said Mr. Elmer Lowry, the old Mr. Elmer, he just did a fine job for many, many years. He was been there a long time. He was not far from retirement when I first knew him. But he would not agree.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted me to see about having a prom.
Hmm.
Well, I can't tell you what the reaction was. I talked to Mr. Elmer about it, and he said, well, he said too many dances ended up with fights and so forth. But anyhow, I think they've worked that out and they're having some good proms, and I hope they are.
Mm-hmm. I expect so.
Is there anything else I could tell you?
I don't think so. I think that about covers it. I really do appreciate your time.
Well, I hope to do it. Are you going to publish this? If you will look, I got a new book. I haven't had it a year.
Mm-hmm.
The Robeson County Heritage.
Right.